just spilled coffee everywhere as we're cleaning this up. We'll be back live. Some genre and ooh, they're entertaining and wow, this guy's intense. Why do you think I'm intense? I'm under total attack. I've been hunted for decades by these people. They've attacked my whole family. Our family's never been stronger because we're not wimps and we understand we're doing God's work. But I'm in a war and you better realize you are too. Do you understand that? My God, they've killed over 30 million people with the poison shots. They flood us with fentanyl. They're absolutely in every major public and most private schools with grants, secretly brainwashing your sons and daughters to think they're another sex and make them totally mentally ill and then be mutilated, chemically or surgically. It is a devil cult. It's the same program worldwide. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's the transhumanist on record. They say the future's not human. They're building this nightmare world, and we're simply saying no, and we're valiantly fighting. Because on the other end of this, if we fail, is total enslavement and a nightmare hellscape. So just understand, you think I want to do this? You think I want to fight 18 hours a day? You think I want to do all this just so I can act tough? No, I've got to do it. Somebody walks up to me and punches me in the nose, or somebody walks up to me and punches my kid in the head. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to go after them. It's the same thing in politics, folks. How much are you going to take? You got to get vocal. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to spend money and support the people that are at the tip of the spear. You've got to amplify all that, and you should get vocal, and you should get engaged as well. I know a lot of you are, but, man, you got to do this with urgency. You're like, oh, it sounds like work.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
No, you're meant to do this, and the future is so dark if you don't, but we're turning the tide. We're winning. But they're going to false flag. They're going to pull out the stops. They've already implemented the Podesta plan. Everything I told you is happening. But they're totally freaked out. And all over the news just saying, he's on his last gasp. Get him off. The Democrats, the senators, just get him off. Just get him off. Just shut him up. Because I got their number. I got their name. I got their ass. And they're little minions. Most of them are compartmentalized. They don't know how all this works. They're getting decompartmentalized. A lot of them aren't pure evil, are waking up and joining us and whistleblowing. Or just walking away. You can do that too. Just walk away. Run up the white flag. Because you're in a war against us, and we're winning, and we're going to win. And where your bosses are taking you is hellish. The only way you fail is not joining us. Admit you're the bad guys. Some of you can admit that to yourselves. You're not totally turned over to evil yet. Be like Darth Vader. Throw your political system lovingly, nonviolently down the reactor shaft. Become honorable for once. It's exhilarating. It's a blessing to fight evil. It's so animating, as Thomas Jefferson said, the animating contest of liberty. You have to live the life of Thomas Jefferson to really read Thomas Jefferson. And then it's so much stronger. We are live. Still on air.
All right, folks.
All the admissions.
All right, here we are. I asked Sean Johnson, my good buddy, and I'm like 5 years. We've been lifting weights for a year and a half. To come down tonight. He wasn't sure if he could come. He's like, well, I texted you 10 minutes ago. He's going to be here. So we got it all going on. And we got other folks coming up as well. And we got Harrison Smith here tonight. But here we are, Sean Johnson, in the twilight of 2025. What a fucking year.
I'm so excited. Happy New Year's, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. I've been working my ass off all day, and I was hoping I would get here in time, and I did. And I'm just really happy to be spending it with you guys and my good friend Alex. It's been a great year, and I'm really looking forward to 2026, but 2025 was so much fun, and I feel like very blessed for everything that happened this year.
Can you feel the tempo turned up? Like things are accelerating?
They're going fast. Yeah, it's picking up really fast, and it seems like it's getting more and more chaotic, especially within our own party, the own conservative party. It seems to be, I don't know. It seems like everybody's getting very frantic. And
it's exciting. We'll be right back.
In my kitchen, I cook what's right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Kid, Christmas would never come, and you know, birthdays would never come, and a trip would never come. And as I get older, I was like, oh, I'm glad something's 2 months out, because it's like 5 minutes, it's here. So here we are, so much has happened, but people have this instant gratification. They want liberty, they want freedom now. But I've been in this 32 years of the fight, and things are moving so much quicker in our direction. That's why evil is so scared. That's why they're attacking so hard. We have all these new people that have woken up, though, that are pissed off and mad that things aren't instant gratification. Freedom is not driving through a McDonald's window, folks. It's not instant. Sean Johnson, what is your view? Navy SEAL veteran, good friend of mine, known you 5 years, been working out for a year and a half. Watching all this unfold, doing your own podcast has exploded the last 6 months you started it. What is your prognosis for America and the future of the country?
Ooh, that's a very broad topic. I don't know. Actually, 2025 really threw me for a loop. I thought Trump was going to come into office and things were going to settle down. And it seems like they've only just amped up and gotten more and more crazy. And it wasn't the Trump that I expected to come into office. And I support Trump. Even to this day, I still support him. But I definitely feel like a little confused. And I think a lot of Americans out there are kind of feeling the same thing. And we're kind of hoping things will, I guess, settle down a little bit in 2026.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they probably won't.
It's only one.
I mean, if I have a wish for the new year, it would be that we could kind of find some sort of a common ground and some unity within this country.
Well, the public wants that, but the establishment wants division.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they really do. And it's profitable, right? Division's very profitable. I just wish we didn't have so much division within our own party, right? Like, it's like we're all on the same team when we're trying to win office, and then we win office, and it's like, all right, we're on top. What are we going to do? Let's all fucking start fighting against each other. You know, and it's entertaining.
Well, there's groups funding that.
It gets the clicks, but it's like, hey, man.
But there's groups funding that.
Of course they're funding it. They're funding chaos. So, I mean, but I don't know. What do you think we do? How do you think we get past this?
Well, I've always been about policy. They always want to make it about a group, or as long as you support policy of low taxes or borders are controlled or no war, you bypass all the diversions and you get right to policy.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I guess that makes sense to me. Yeah. But I don't know. It just feels like we're always constantly fighting a debacle. Candace and Erica. Yeah. It was a huge tragedy. We saw Charlie get shot and killed in cold blood in front of the whole world.
But you see Candace Owens was kicked out of Team USA. Charlie Kirk hated her guts. We have all the information they're going to bring it out. She could make herself attached to that and then steal the legacy of him. That's what she's done.
Yeah. Well,
have you seen them defend the guy with hammers attacking people and all this crazy
shit? I've been
shit?
So busy, I haven't been able to read the comments, but I can imagine. I just put out a simple post after you put out yours saying, I saw this video, it's going to be crazy. And then I started getting attacked immediately, just for a one sentence comment saying, I saw this can be crazy, doesn't look good for Candace. And then immediately I just started getting swarmed.
That's because the British government's back here.
Yeah. So I don't know. I still think that this is a huge distraction away from the whole Epstein debacle, and I still think we need answers for that, and people need to we need justice for those victims, and I think that they're enjoying any of the attention and the spotlight that gets taken off of that and put onto anything else, and I think that's why none of this shit's ever going to go away until we.
But you know, like with Epstein, it's an endless production of lawsuits and documents.
Yeah,
like Epstein's family turns over millions of files. They released 19 as Trump had a beauty pageant.
Yeah,
so it's like that's what Trump said. It's a Russia. It's not that Epstein doing this stuff was a hoax. It's that Trump's involved was a hoax. And finally, once he doubled down and said, fine, release it all, they found a million hidden files in New York. Notice it went out of the news.
Yeah.
So it's all Democrats. Yeah. And all Trump had to do was call them and on the hoax. He finally did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a wild time to have a podcast. And I kind of enjoy having my podcast because it doesn't have to all be politics all the time, every day. Yeah, I mix it up. I can bring in musicians, I can bring in comedians, I can bring in military guys, and it's not just constantly politics all day in your face, your Instagram or Twitter or anything. It's just constantly just blah 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 blah. And I mean, I know.
Well, here's a larger question: the Democratic Party literally wants to cut our sons' penises off. I mean, they're the ones that want to wreck society on record. And I told Trump, I said, why don't you go on the offense about that? He finally is doing it.
Yeah.
And as soon as he did it, they just ran.
Yeah. Just leave our penises alone. Leave our kids' penises alone.
But that's the thing is, Susie Wiles, we've confirmed, with Todd Blanche, who really heads up with the OJ, is wargaming how to take down Trump's supporters. So I thought we had 3 years before they put us in prison. No, we got it now. So my issue is, if Trump doesn't correct this, I don't abandon Trump and then like support Kamala Harris. I don't even know what to do at that point.
Yeah.
So people are like, well, why don't you just abandon Trump? Well, he's doing so much good, but if he doesn't make these right moves, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, true. Like I said, that's what I was saying earlier. This isn't the Trump we all expected. This is a little bit different Trump. And I don't know if Susie Wiles has a grand scheme. He's got a grand plan.
No, man, I've talked to people who are involved.
Surprise all of us.
It's Susie Wiles and Todd Blanche.
It's wild. There's so much crazy shit. I just heard today George Clooney became a French citizen. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he's going to enjoy 80% taxes.
Like, what the
fuck? Well, who cares? It's George Clooney's been a joke his whole life.
Yeah.
Like, thank God all these Democrats moved to Ireland and stuff.
Yeah. What's it? Where did Rosie O'Donnell? Where did she?
Ireland.
Ireland. Last video I saw.
Where they're like only electing Nigerian mayors now.
Yeah. Better than Somalian, I guess.
No, I mean, we got to be serious here, Sean. I think we should actually just endorse communism and everything will be okay.
Let's just give it a shot. You never know. It might work this time.
But people say communism fails. It doesn't fail. It's a system of enslavement by design.
Right. 100%. But I mean, this time it'll work.
Well, here we are in the year 2025. In the twilight, we are 45 minutes away from the end of 2025. We are now in the year 2026.
Yeah. What's your goals for 2026 in InfoWars?
I mean, that's a long story.
We got 45 minutes.
I don't think the listeners want to know all this stuff.
All right.
All about appeals and courts and battles and state courts and federal courts?
No. Like the positive stuff. What can they look forward to? What's on the horizon 2026, the positive thing?
I mean, they're trying to shut down the operation. We got a backup network. We don't want them to win in InfoWars. But at the same time, as long as folks support us, we win.
Yeah.
But there's also this paradox, like, oh, it's Chicken Little. You've survived so much, it's Boy Who Cried Wolf. It ain't Boy Who Cried Wolf. It's like Muhammad Ali in the 15th round of a heavyweight thing with George Foreman. Like, bitch, this is like down to the wire.
You keep getting knocked down, and then you get back up. And I've been watching this over the, shit, it's been a year and 4 months since we started working out. And
you were there when I had to run when the feds grabbed the building, and I like run from the gym over here.
Yeah.
We're over on it. And listeners are like, oh, this must be fake, you know. And they had no court order. They're shutting us down with a court order.
Yeah, and it's crazy because you see Alex, and I've never met somebody with as much stress that this guy has on a daily basis. And it's like a roller coaster. Every day with him is like stress, 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 and then it'll cool down and stress back, and it comes back. And like all day, it's like up and down every single day. But every single day he shows up to the gym. And I think that's what's up late. And then you'll get up early at like 3 o'clock and you can't go. See you at 7:45. It's like, it blows my mind. I don't know.
Well, you challenged me, and Joe challenged me to work out with you like 2 years ago. They want me to die, so I've got to do that.
Yeah.
But it's easy to do. Actually.
But I don't know how you get back up from so many people attacking you all the time. I don't get it. I don't know where that comes from.
Oh, Sean, you're tougher than I am.
You know, yeah, but that's a different kind.
The point is, they want me to not get up. It's easy, actually.
Yeah, it's just a different kind of tough, though.
It becomes a joke, though. Like,
yeah, to be attacked at all angles and get eaten grin. Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah, I don't know how much.
Well, it's actually a pleasure.
The hope that you win in the end.
It's a pleasure. The problem is, they know how to hit my flank. They hit my family bad.
Yeah,
they shoot all my family. That's what's really hard.
Yeah, but you guys still
have had a heart attack, everything else. Yeah, well, they're all they love me more than ever.
Yeah.
So they're just, I kind of like, it's like, all right, you destroyed my parents. Like,
yeah.
We just cut, oh, fine, they're going to live in an apartment. You took everything they got. They're happy. Like, you blew my parents up, you know. It's kind of like a war, you know. The enemy bombed them. And so they're like, hey, they bombed us. It's all right.
It's great, too, because when you go over to your parents' house, your mom's just the sweetest lady.
You've been over for Thanksgiving last year. Your mom's awesome, too. No, but I don't even say that, like, acting cool about it. We just all know we're under attack. We're being bombed by the Germans, basically.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, all right, well, we're being bombed again. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Because they don't blame me being bombed.
Yeah.
They understand we're being bombed by the enemy.
Yeah, I get it.
But I do kind of feel guilty, but it doesn't matter anymore. So all that matters is the mission.
What do we have to look for?
The point is, the more you pay for something, the more it becomes valuable.
Yeah.
Like, the more they hurt you, the more you want.
Oh, so you enjoy this?
No, I don't enjoy it. But I enjoy defeating them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It becomes a high after a while, right? It becomes a rush to win.
I don't know. It's like being shoved under the water trying to get back to air. It's not even a rush. It's survival.
Yeah.
Like, I'm scrambling to get air.
But so it's crazy. You're good at it.
Well, when you're being held under the water, you better get good
like
at it.
Like a cockroach. You just won't die. No matter what they do.
Well, let's be clear. I have no power. It is the viewers that allow me to get that gulp of air, and the enemy waterboards me again.
Mm-hmm.
And the listeners force me up to get that little bit of air, and then I shove me back down.
Yeah.
But after the thing, it becomes a rhythm now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm held even under longer. Yeah. I'm underwater 10 minutes now. I'm just going to zen out. Oh, wow, I got some air.
You get pretty good at holding
it. Shove back down. Yeah, it's like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to. It's beautiful, actually. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger.
Do you ever see any period on the horizon where they're going to ease up on you? Or you think it's.
No, it's like a Roman standard they can't get. They get more crazed, more insane. They want, which is beautiful. Like, if I walked out tonight, which I already knew I already won. Like, already, not me, God working through me. We had, well paid. Like, I already put my, it's not me, it's God. So, I'm already, like, had so much victory. Everything else is just gravy now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already beyond their power.
Well, you started a movement. You can't destroy a movement.
Well, certainly I was part of a big movement, and yeah, but that's the thing. I'm telling you, I'm beyond them.
Yeah.
Which is not me. It's not a narcissistic thing. It's God. But I can actually now, like most rebels don't get to win in their lifetimes.
Yeah.
Like Vincent Van Gogh cut his ear off for a hooker that he was in love with and he was like homeless.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was going to be selling panties for $300 million.
Yeah.
He never knew. I get to have victory while I'm alive.
Special, huh?
Well, it's not. God did that because God knows I'm a pussy. No, seriously. So God's like, you're a pussy. So you get to have victory right now. So I've been given the gravy train. I get to be like Fight Club. All these people are awake. I'm winning. Like, I look at Job and the Bible and everybody else. I'm like, Jesus, why did you give me the cakewalk here?
Yeah. What if this isn't even a victory either? What if that victory is later on down the line?
I mean, completely serious here. I am the ultimate pussy. Like, I have been compared to other revolutionaries. Martin Luther King got killed. Everybody, Gandhi killed. I get to have victory now?
Yeah.
I mean, but I guess everything's compressed now. It's all accelerated. So seriously, I don't think of myself as powerful or strong. I'm serious. Like, I am nothing. Like, I am literally being given victory while I'm alive in front of my enemies' faces. But I guess the Bible talks about the Psalms, like, you've laid down a place of comfort for me in the face of my enemy.
Yeah.
It's like a joke of destroying them. It's God doing it.
What a life, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, they torture my family and a lot of stuff. But the point is, it's I'm not a masochist. I've never been a masochist until now. Because then I get, every time I put up with pain or persecution, it's like these doors blow open.
Yeah.
Every time. I look at history of the founding fathers and other revolutionaries, they have to die. Their kids get it. Their grandkids get it. And God's like, oh, it's all compressed. You're a pussy. Let's give it right away. I'm like Super Mario. Like, I hit the mushroom. Like, the whole thing's like, bing, 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 bing. So people are like, oh, how are you handling all this? I've studied history. It's like, I've like been given the golden parachute, man. I mean, it hasn't been, let's be clear. It ain't been a cakewalk.
Yeah.
But I have been literally given the touch. And it ain't me. So none of this was me. It's God has blessed me, Sean. It has been literally insane.
It's a blessing, but he's challenging you too, seeing how much you can take. You're one of his warriors, right? God gives
God does know that I am totally committed.
Yeah, I don't think God thinks you're a pussy.
Well, I think that you answered it because I give 100%.
Yeah, he keeps throwing shit at you though. God damn.
Well, he allows the enemy to attack.
Yeah.
But that exposes them.
Yeah, true.
We are exposing their position.
Yeah.
That's what's so beautiful about this. I'm just simply saying it's all God. None of it's me.
Yeah.
Amen. Zero. Zero. It's Jesus Christ.
Amen. I feel that. I think all the viewers that are on here right now feel that too. Right? You feel like you're a part of something bigger, something more important than each of these topics at hand. So, yeah, you're a champion amongst all these people that watch this. And we're blessed to have you, brother.
But the listeners are the champions.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I'm just a focal point. If they didn't back us, we'd have nothing.
Yeah, true.
So, what is your prediction for the Trump administration? Just gut level, what's going to happen?
I think it's going to be more of the same. I think they're going to be building up for the midterms. There'll probably be a lot of presents that get dropped throughout the year, trying to entice people to vote, you know, conservative in the next midterm elections. But I think it's going to be more of the same. I think everybody's waiting for something big to happen in favor of us, but I don't know if we're actually going to get that. I think it's going to be more of the same. I think Trump's going to continue to keep sending out crazy ass tweets and attacking his enemies because that's what he's good at. It's what he knows. And it seems like the older he gets, the more crafty and the more bold he gets with his attacks. And you know, you like it sometimes, and then sometimes you're like, maybe that was a bit too far. You know what I mean? But I still support him. You know, The alternative to Trump is fucking dog shit. There's not an alternative to Trump.
Well, that's right. It's this holier than thou. Oh, he's not perfect. They literally were going to cut the energy off. He got us out of the carbon taxes. That devastates the whole globalists. That alone, Kennedy banning all the mRNA shots, the poison dyes, all of it. I have this paradox where he could do better, but also, if I even try to look at everything he's done good, it takes days to list it all.
Yeah.
Just devastating. Their whole system, he's just blowing it up.
Yeah.
Well, and then I get guilty and go, God, I got to be this big cheerleader. And then he does some horrible thing, and I'm like, oh.
One thing I do hope that he'll pay attention to is what's happening north of our border up in Canada. They're bringing in a lot of Muslims.
Oh, the EU, Europe is like it's a unified Australia.
Yeah,
banning free speech, global government, social credit score. Like it ain't coming. It's here.
Yeah, I think if that's one of the biggest things that concerns me more than anything because it's right there. It's right above us, and they're letting everybody in right now. And I don't know if it's being given the attention it deserves because what are we organizations are right above our border? Like we're letting the enemy at our doorstep.
But beyond terrorists, and like now Canada's like 30%, you know, foreigner in just last few years. It's the banking system, it's the global tyranny. Carney is a top globalist. Yeah. So they got rid of Trudeau, a puppet, and said, bring in Carney, Bank of England head, bring in a real operative.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. It's scary.
And remember, I told you the time Trump retardedly said, oh, hockey league, we're beating our 51st state. They were 14% polling. They won the election with 40-something percent. You're like, how's that? It's not two-party, folks. So 40% was like a huge margin.
Yeah.
Trump won them election by talking shit about the Canadians.
Yeah.
I mean, that was such an obvious problem.
Yeah, they, you know.
And then the pro-Trump people got really mad, like, don't tell Trump that. You're an enemy. And I'm like, no, Trump has blind spots.
Yeah, very, very quietly, they passed a bunch of bills up. And like, I had Kelsey Sharon on my podcast. I know she came on here, and she was talking about them. They're taking away all of their freedoms, like all of them. And
we're talking North Korea level.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Like
we can take your bank. We can lock in your house preemptively. No free speech. 5 years in prison.
Yeah, Canada has become a police state, and it's right above us to the north.
Yeah, basically, North Korea is now north of us.
Yeah, how are we allowing this to happen? That's what I want to know. And why is it not?
And by the way, it's Europe. It's Australia. It's everywhere.
Globe. Instead of this is right here at our Muslims up there. What's going to happen in the future? What 10 years from now, what's that going to look like?
We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they're so sweet. And we can find that music video. Sean Johnson, how do people find your award-winning podcast?
We're on YouTube, the Sean Johnson Podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on X. We're on Rumble now. Thanks to my very small skeleton team that's out there. I love these guys that have started to help me. I've been doing it all on my own for a while, and now I finally got a couple guys that are really good and helping me out. I just opened up a new studio at my house, so it's my own thing now. We're growing really fast. I got Ian Carroll coming on Monday, so that should be a very good one. Hopefully we'll get that one out by Tuesday, Wednesday morning at the latest.
Beautiful. I want to talk to you all right now about something beyond important, and it's about a choice. Let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at theyellowstonestore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are, we go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up and make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking and is so much better for you than seed oils, and you wanted high-quality Shilajit. He brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. This is concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients. Unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage, beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today and then lock in a bigger discount. You can cancel anytime for free at alexjonesstore.com. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine. 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. Got it, 2 flavors, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's your funding this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down, and we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies. Get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cow's milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. The minute you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we could give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Power up today.
Force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Ben Marble, good friend of mine. He did during COVID free healthcare for people online. And now they're trying to take his medical license. Great patriot. And so these are the fallen people we don't think about. Well, it's happening. We had hundreds of thousands of nurses, doctors fired during COVID. And the tyranny still continues on. Veterans, people in the military kicked out for not taking it. Alabama Medical Board trying to cancel his license. Because someone filed a complaint against him claiming unprofessional conduct. This is all about persecution. He joins us now. Dr. Ben Marble, wow. You know, you've been persecuted a lot, but at least you're vindicated with RFK Jr. banning the new mRNA shots, the mercury they're trying to pull out, federal judges trying to block him. And it's not perfect, but my God, if we not move the needle, that's got to be vindicating for you, all the persecution you've gone through.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. You know, it's been 5 years we've been fighting this war. And it's clear to everybody that we won. We were right from day one when we told everybody not to take the COVID vaccines. You know, November, December 2020, I told everybody these shots are not going to be good. They're going to be dangerous. Nobody should take them. And hindsight is 2020, and I was right. Nobody benefited from these. You know, the lie is that they say that millions of lives were saved with the COVID vaccines. That's a great big lie. You know, the greatest, biggest lie ever told was safe and effective. That lie was told trillions of times. Greatest, biggest lie ever told commenced. You know, let's recap what happened. The World War III, WEF's Great Reset started in 2020, the bioweapons war. They've poisoned approximately 6 billion people now globally. Many millions have died. And none of the poison pushers have been arrested. That's the sad thing about it. We need some accountability. And that's where we're at now. 2026 is going to be the year of accountability, where we have arrest of all these, you know, the woke poison pushing traitors, whether it be transitioning children or pushing poison vaccines. The woke agenda is a poisonous agenda. It's basically the world's biggest religion, is a point I've been thinking about lately. And it's proven by the fact that the woke mind virus just convinced 6 billion people to poison themselves with unsafe and defective, potentially lethal and or sterilizing, quote unquote, vaccines. So we've all witnessed it. That's what happened. And a lot of people are dying suddenly now.
Well, look at Dr. Peter McCullough. They tried to take his medical license. So I'm happy to get you on. You're a great patriot and a great job, a trailblazer. But we need to get all them supporting you, RFK Jr., all those, because they're trying to take your medical license right now, obviously to persecute you.
You know, part of the reasoning for my quote unquote unprofessional conduct, the main two things I did was I treated people for free via myfreedoctor.com. And I told people not to take these brand new, potentially lethal shots. And so because of that, I was banned from all social media. I've been banned 37 times on X now. And somebody filed a complaint with the Alabama Medical Board. One of the things they cited was my appearance on I went on InfoWars. How dare him? You know, so this has nothing to do with patient care. And everything with it to do, an attempt to silence my First Amendment free speech rights.
They want to bring the pandemics back. They want to bring the lockdowns back. They admit that. That's why people just kind of, well, let's forget about the COVID tyranny. No, they're going to try to bring it back. We got to get ahead of this now. We got to defend you.
Correct. When they're trying to push masks against, when they're trying to push masks again, just say no. Do not wear a mask. You know, this is propaganda. We have to. How do you defeat the propaganda, break the brainwashing? We have to insult comedy is what we do. And that's what I've been doing. And that's why I'm confused, why I'm accused of being an unprofessional doctor is I made jokes online about vaxtards and poison pushers and things like that. And it's over the top comedy. I even called myself the PC comic because I do politically incorrect comedy. And so to me, this is like, you know, the Larry Flint, the Hustler case versus Jerry Falwell, went to the Supreme Court. He won hands down. That's called free speech. You know, unpleasant speech, words people don't like, satire, comedy, that's free speech. So this is a free speech 101 case with the Alabama Medical Board. So hopefully they'll drop it and it'll go away, but it is still a pending case. I've had six states try to take my license since 2020. The first five failed. Certainly, many other doctors like Dr. Mary Tally Bowden, Dr. LaTulip, Dr. Ryan Cole, many of my other friends who were on the right side of this, they've been doing this lawfare against the doctors who got it right to try and silence us, make us spend a lot of money defending ourselves. Meanwhile, they elevate the poison pushers to status positions. So that's kind of been discouraging about it. But I think 2026 is going to be the year of you know, the people are tired of all the BS, certainly like with the taxes and all of the fraud and just the rampant abuse of everything governmental.
Well, bottom line, you and Dr. Peter McCullough and Tom Renz, everybody's been totally vindicated. And I want to have you back on Ride Shotgun with us here, because if they can get you, they can get us all. You were day one out there fighting, giving free health care. They're so pissed at you. And the point is, they're not going away, the Peter Hoteses and the Faucis. They're still creeping around behind the scenes. So people need to support you. We know what we can do to not let them take your medical license. I want to bring in Tom Renz, one of the great lawyers that's been on this day one fighting this, to give an update on RFK Jr., what he's doing, what's happening with Trump. And let me tell you, it was Tom Renz 10 months ago, just a couple months in the administration, said, look, it's Susie Wiles, it's her law firm, it's Pam Bondi. And I'm like, well, let's wait and see. And then it built and it built and it built. And then I got General Flynn, who was ready to cover today. So I'm not giving away a secret. He just didn't get to it on the show with Susie Wiles creating war game attacks on Flynn, myself, and everybody with Todd Blanche, which we already know killed the criminal investigations into what happened to me. And so at the end of the day, okay, Trump's doing good. We love Trump, everything. But at the end of the day, you got to start putting pressure on Trump. So we didn't really go there today on the show, and I'm not giving away confidential stuff. Flynn's like, what do you think we should do? And I said, well, I'm going to defer to you, but he was already the one saying all this. And believe me, he's got all the sources. Part of it is, nothing against boomers. My parents are boomers. A lot of boomers are the best people. But when you're dealing with a Democrat lawyer like Todd Blanche, or you're dealing with a boomer like Susie Wiles, they just are still in the Stone Age. They don't get the world's moved on. But they are specifically, we thought we had 3 years till the Democrats got back in. No, they're gearing up to come after us now. They have opposition groups, private eyes, targeting Flynn, his family. This is confirmed, by the way, because they don't think Flynn doesn't communicate with everybody in the Defense Intelligence Agency and the Pentagon. So we have not just the White House going sideways, and a lot of good's happening. We're not throwing the baby out of the bathwater. But we have the Democrats in there energizing for a major attack on American patriots. Well, what's the catalyst for that? So this is total red alert. Tom Renz, what do you think is about to go down? Because I'm literally have the Death Star orbiting at maximum velocity here, about to vaporize my ass. And I had months ago, Todd Blanche, I had a whole bunch of reporters call me. Oh, Todd Blanche wants to be nice. He wants to fix your problems. Just meet with him. We'll fix your problems. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to meet with the mafia. I knew what it was. So it's a threat, actually. Oh, meet with us. Roll up. So my point is, we get Trump 79, overall great, whatever. And I'm not black-pilled here, but this is really, really bad, Tom Renz. What do you think is happening?
It's worse. It's worse, right? I mean, Alex, you and I know, I broke with this with you back, and this was actually, I think, April of 2024. This was during the campaign. So way, way over a year ago, we started talking about Wiles. And at the time, you and I both caught all sorts of hell for me bringing this up. But Wiles has been dirty from the beginning. I've had a couple whistleblowers come forward since then, people who worked with Wiles going way back to Reagan Bush. And God knows I'm not talking about Roger Stone, so he likes her. But I love Roger. I love Roger. But I've had whistleblowers going all the way back to the Reagan Bush era telling me, that she is a Bush loyalist, a hardcore Bush person. She's been undermining conservatives going all the way back to the Reagan era. So, listen, these are whistleblowers. These are people who they're getting nothing out of this.
Flynn discovered they've got the DOJ just like they did 8 years ago on his ass, including his family. By the way, I've known Flynn forever. He couldn't stop cussing on air today. And I don't blame him.
Well,
I mean, like, we're not going to put up with this.
Well, listen, I've been working with the general for quite a few years. I consider him a friend. And I'll tell you the same thing I tell him. I got your back to the best of my ability, and I'm ready to go to war with these crooks. I have no qualms about this. These people are as crooked as can be. Look at this, Alex. So you got my friend Ben here. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about how this works. Day one, Pam Bondi gets appointed, comes in. She gets February 5th-ish? She comes into the DOJ after fresh off of being a lawyer representing Pfizer.
Yeah, what's that tell you? The Democrats literally Vaseline'd this, lubed this up. They couldn't get her in there quick enough.
Well, but here's what I don't know if you know this, Alex, if you saw this, but before there were a bunch of what's called Foreign Corrupt Practices Act investigations going on against Pfizer. They were listed, right? So you're required, when you're a big company like that and you're publicly traded, you got to list substantial investigations that could be a risk to your stock. So Pfizer had a bunch of these SCPA violations listed in their 10K SEC forms, right? Pam Bondi comes in day one, she deprioritizes SCPA, and suddenly the investigations into Pfizer all go away. Day one, after just leaving, you know, working with her buddy, Susie Wiles at Ballard Partners, where they were crooked as can be. Susie worked with Pfizer. They claim she didn't, but she was a managing partner.
Sure, so what does it mean now? You covered that, you're improving, Ryan. What does it mean now that they're so arrogant, they're not going to wait 3 years? They're now warming up the Justice Department to go after General Flynn. And me too. I mean, that is bold. So
listen, we're going to fight, Alex, or we're going to lose. Right now, the goal has been, and it's very clear, as I look at every case that they're doing and everything they do as a lawyer, what they are doing is they are intentionally undermining any sort of potential for justice. That Comey case, they didn't lose that. They threw it. I mean, literally, a trained monkey could have did better than that. She put that in the hands of Lindsay Halligan. Halligan, probably a great woman, great lawyer. I have no comments on Halligan. I don't know her. But here's the thing. The plain language of the law shows crystal clear she was not legally authorized to be the prosecutor. They assigned that to her because they knew this was going to get dismissed. What they're doing is we, the people, are waking up and we're speaking out. And as we speak out, they'll throw a bone our way. Oh, they're going to investigate the Somali fraud. Well, are they going to investigate Tim Walz for murdering Melissa Hortman? Because isn't it peculiar that Tim Walz is getting all the benefits of, these Somali immigrants and their vote stealing propaganda and all the money laundering that they're doing? Tim Walz getting all these benefits. Then when Melissa Hortman, the one Democrat in Minnesota that votes to actually stop funding illegal health care in Minnesota, makes that vote. 5 days later, she ends up dead. The guy that says, hey, I shot
this, by the way, the assassin said I was working for Tim Walz.
Yeah, the assassin literally says, I shot this woman, and everybody believes him about that, but they don't believe him about the part that I was working with Tim Walz. Alex, look at what you just went through in court. The absurdity that you went through in court. Imagine if someone accused you, if a murderer accused you of being involved in murder. Do you really think no one would even ask you? No one would even investigate you? They'd be up your rear so far, you wouldn't know you wouldn't even see where they were. The corruption in this administration is monumental. The favoritism we're seeing towards Pfizer. I mean, Borla, of all people. After the guy, I mean, he literally, we know.
Yeah, that made me sick seeing Albert the Butcher Borla in the White House. Albert the Butcher Borla deserves life in prison or worse. And for him to be in the White House is crazy. You mentioned, nobody voted for Susie Wiley Coyote Wiles, by the way. Nobody voted for her, but you mentioned her connections with Pfizer. Lo and behold, I found out Pfizer donated over $1 million to the Alabama Medical Board.
Yeah,
so let's talk about this. What does it mean that she's got opposition files on Flynn and other top Trump supporters? They're getting ready to make some move. Imagine the arrogance of this. And so Flynn's asking me, like, what do we do? I'm like, what do you think we do? I mean, because we can say Trump's good all day, but if he allows Susie Wiles to do this, I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I'm just going to tell you right now, Alex, if he allows Wiles to do this, I'm done with Trump. I'm going after everybody. I'm going to scorch earth on everybody. We've got a lot of data. I've got a lot of data. You know, it's interesting. And I'm not going to reveal what I've got on this, but it's very interesting to me the way they've brought Harmeet Dhillon in to basically be her mouthpiece lately. I don't know if you've been watching this, but, you know, Dhillon's law firm has played a very particular and peculiar role. And I'm not going to get into this any more than what I'm saying right now, because it's going to be very, very, it's something we got to be very careful with. But Dhillon's law firm has had a really unique role in things going through the campaign. You know, there was a lot of allegations during the campaign. And Wiles, I'm talking to you because guess what? We've got the evidence. I got thousands of pages, right? Thousands.
Tom,
well, let's be clear. It shows how weak they are. That they're dumb enough to try to organize an attack on us. I just see that as a positive thing, that they're that unpowerful that they're literally winding up intelligence operations again right under Trump's nose.
Alex, she bitch slapped Donald Trump in front of the world with the Vanity Fair article. Trump says she's the most powerful woman in the world. She goes out in Vanity Fair, calls him an arrogant ass. She basically bitch slapped him. And what's Trump do? Nothing. Not a word. Not a peep. I would be humiliated. Where is Donald Trump on this? Where is the man who is fighting and pushing?
I wanted to ask you a question, Tom. Do you agree that we cannot make America healthy again until Susie Wiles is fired?
100%. I mean, listen, Bobby Kennedy was an absolute warrior against these mRNA jabs. Suddenly he gets there and Pfizer, Pam Bondi and World Economic Forum Wiles won't let him do anything. I mean, we're getting incremental improvements and that's great. And yeah, I understand he's still got crooks like Cassidy to deal with. But I mean, let's be realistic about what's happening here. We all know what's happening. There is an evil core of people, and this is no different than Jeff Sessions. This is no different than Bill Barr. This is no different than Mike Pence. Trump does have a record of having bad appointments, and we've got a bunch of them right now. What's occurring right now is inarguable. It's inarguable. A trained monkey. Do you know what? I can sit here right now. Do you want to know? I can go through and tell you. Do you want to know the elements of a RICO case? I just off the top of my head, you got to demonstrate enterprise, you got to demonstrate a pattern of racketeering activity, connection to the enterprise, typically in interstate commerce, and then you got to show demonstrate the mental state. That's what you got to show. RICO cases used to take, you know, years and years and years because we didn't have the internet. We didn't have the ability to do research like we can now. I could pull together a RICO case on so many different things within a few weeks that would have earth-shattering impact.
Let me just be point blank here. This is my paradox, and I'm asking you both. I'm not telling you what to say. I'm really asking you. It's so much better than what we had, but you're right. If we don't get rid of the deep state, it doesn't matter. I mean, I was talking to Flynn yesterday, you know, because we could go talk to Trump, but he doesn't listen. We talk to him. He sees media attention. He sees things that are happening. Is there any way to salvage this? Because this is horrible. I mean, we literally...
I don't think there is. And the problem is Trump went full vaxtard, took another COVID vaccine, and he may have brain damage now. And so I'm expecting he will not make it to the end of his term. He will probably die suddenly in office because he won't stop taking the retard shots. He needs a CAT scan of his brain as soon as possible. I gave some of the images to your staff that show I've been collecting CAT scans of my patients' brain scans that patients after the vaccine, and a lot of them have pretty significant brain damage, and they're now literally retarded. And that's why I started calling them retard shots, because I've been noticing that the people that took 4 and 5 shots now seem literally to be retarded, and in many cases they are.
It's a lobotomy.
Basically, it's a chemical lobotomy. The frontal lobe of the brain is often damaged. In the screenshots, you can show them later if you can find them. But it's horrible what we're seeing. You know, every shift I work in the ER, I'm seeing 5 to 10 vax injured patients per shift having heart problems, strokes, weird, bizarre cancers in young people. And the one thing all these patients have in common is they took these COVID-19 fake vaccine poison bioweapons. We need to stop the shots and pull them off the market immediately. That's how we'll make America healthy again, is stopping these mRNA.
All right, Ben Marble, how do people find your work? We'll have you back on. They're trying to...
MyFreeDoctor.com, we're still running 5 years later, delivering free doctor visits to America. We treat everybody for free. We ask for a donation after we treat, and that's it. I'm also the PC comic on X. That's my 37th account. I've been looking for a poison pusher to accept my challenge to an MMA fight. I can't find one. They're all too scared, but still trying. If you happen to know one that wants to fight me, let me know. We'll make it happen.
All right, Dr. Marble, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
Attorney Tom Renz, just I it's paradoxical. Like, I Trump's better than them, but I'm also, you know, I mean, Susie Wiles.
Yes,
you were telling me this a year ago, and I'm like, yeah, now there's no doubt.
Yeah, listen, the good thing about Donald Trump is he cares what we the people think, and he does listen if we can get to him. The thing that I'm pushing, Alex, and the thing that I've been pushing, I've taken a lot of abuse on this. A lot of people are mad at me. Is, you know, I think that MAGA has an absolute duty obligation. It's a crisis right now. We have got to speak out in a very unified voice against the corruption that are Pam Bondi and Susie Wiles, right? And it's not just them, right? There's a bunch of other people around them. I can go into all the details. But we have got to get rid of some of these heads of the snake that are around Donald Trump. What we need is a General Michael Flynn sitting in that office helping Trump go after bad guys. You know, this should, I said this actually during the campaign to anybody that listened, said if Trump doesn't put a group of absolutely untouchable, like Elliot Ness untouchable people around him, whose job it is to keep the snakes away from him.
Let me just be clear. Flynn was ready to say all this yesterday and today, and I didn't go there, but it's just not like I'm giving away secrets. They literally have a task force again coming after him and others. So yeah, I just can't believe the arrogance of Wiles. Like, you know, no. But it shows how weak she is that she's worried about Flynn because she knows how stuff works. It just completely pisses me off.
Well, 100%. I mean, listen, we've got to be ready to fight back. They're going to come out after you guys. But the strongest defense you have is making sure that you're very public about what's happening and people can see what's happening. I mean, you know, God bless you and your show, Alex. I mean, good thing we've got you out here doing what you're doing. But for your audience and your show, it wouldn't just be you at risk. A lot of us would be at risk because we can't get the message out any other way. Most people are too cowardly to let us talk about this stuff. So, yeah, that's why I do my show. I mean, absolutely, obviously not in the same ballpark as yours.
We can't give InfoWars enough credit. Alex has been doing a wonderful job. I met you 20 years ago, 9/11 at 2006 at Ground Zero. We shook hands that day. You're a great man, and you're doing a lot of great work, and we really love InfoWars. The haters can suck it.
Well, I appreciate you. It's not about me being great. We're all in the same fight. I'm just saying I am so upset about the situation, and we already knew this was going on. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but they –
Well, we need a rest of the traitors. Start with Barack Obama and go down. If we don't have accountability and arrest of all these traitors, we got a problem.
Amen.
The problem we're going to run into, Alex, is that we have done absolutely nothing to limit the power of the people who abused it under Joe Biden, right? So the prosecutorial discretion, the ability for federal prosecutors and the DOJ to do anything they want without recourse continues.
I hear you. Tom, we'll talk to you both soon. Tom Renz, great job. All the great work you're doing. Just search Tom Renz, the great work you're doing, and Ben Marble. Thank you so much, gentlemen. All right, we're about to enter the year 2026.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. We're about to enter in like 3 minutes. Tom Renz, Renz, TomRenz.com, Renz Tom on X. We are about to enter the year 2026, and InfoWars is still here. Woo! Despite all the globalist bitch activities. So we'll be back. We'll see you next year in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
No break.
We're going to see you right now.
Well, how are we doing that? We're going to air this tomorrow for the main show.
Yeah, we've got it all fixed. We got it fixed where it's going to air as a break during this time.
All right. All right, so here we are. This will be a day long remembered. I want to pop the champagne in there. Get some of the crew in here.
I think all the bottles have been popped. No, we got one right here. Do we have one that's not popped?
Give me one of those bottles.
Pop the champagne.
And let's B-roll us in 2016 when Trump won and last year. That really pisses the pedophiles off. You've done well, Lord Vader.
Everybody got some?
So here we are. I just want to love everybody. Harrison Smith's going to come in and host.
Woo!
Woo!
And I just appreciate everybody.
Let's see. We got a minute 40. It's very bubbly.
Very bubbly.
Appreciate you.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys putting up with all the bullshit. And the listeners putting up with all this. But this is the real core here. You know, they've crushed us down. But I got to tell you, it's the old Nietzsche thing. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. We got the most hardcore InfoWars. Some of you guys have been here 25 years, some 10 years, some 5 years. We got the best crew. Here is the InfoWars crew, which means the viewers and listeners that made this all possible. I want to salute you all as we close out the year 2025 and enter 2026. Regardless, we stood on the side of right. We didn't sell out. We stood for humanity. And God's watching. That's the only audience that matters. So I'm going to tell you right now, God loves you guys, and I appreciate you.
Here's to the InfoWars.
Yeah.
And all I can tell you is, man, the real war is about to start. It's crazy, isn't it? Absolutely insane what we've been through. Do you ever sit back and think how epic all the battles are? The stuff we've done together?
Yeah. And you look back on them, and you're like, wow, we did that, we did that, we did that. And it just keeps growing.
Yeah, Rob, get here and tell people about what we did. what we did because the listeners supported us. Get in here. I mean, it really has been epic. Get in here.
Yeah. Anybody else want to get in here?
Yeah, we're about to go to 2026, which I think is going to be a hell of a year. I think we really started it with a bang here at the end, going with these Somalis and